today on the Vital Balance Call, we are going to talk about Caldents, which is part of the bone package that we have from Ekin. And it is the calcium and the different minerals. And if you're on the speakerphone, remember to star 6 to mute. Otherwise, I hear myself talking. So it is the different minerals that we actually need for the osteodense to do its job, because the osteodense's job is to exchange the calcium and the different minerals into our body's usable minerals so it can be absorbed and help increase our bone density, also help our organs have enough of the vital minerals, like the calcium, magnesium, the vitamin K. So anyway, I'm talking about Caldents, and I am going right to Nikan's library. Quick reference sheet. So, it's developed by Dr. Naidu. It's high in calcium and magnesium. It's a balanced formulation. There are two types of calcium. It's an excellent source of vitamin D. It's rich in vitamin K. It's high in folate for strong bones and teeth. Supports an increase in bone density, and it's nutrients for muscle and nerve tissue. So it's 900 milligrams of calcium per serving, the most important ingredient for healthy, strong bones. If you remember, whenever we're talking about Nikan's Nutritionals, it's whole food, it's organic, it's nutraceutical grade, which means every serving has to be within 2% of 100% in each serving. So oftentimes we're better using the whole food nutrients, and we may not need as much, because oftentimes different physicians will actually tell you need twice as much because they realize your body's not using all of it. So it's 900 milligrams of calcium per serving, because we're also getting calcium from other food sources. Magnesium assists calcium absorption, helps maintain healthy teeth. The calcium is the most important ingredient for healthy, strong bones. Vitamin D, an important regulator of calcium absorption. Vitamin K aids in bone formation. Folate supports healthy red blood cell formation. Boron influences calcium and magnesium metabolism. In fact, in the Dr. Naidu's bone book, somebody asked me, well, why is boron in your calcium? And I said, well, I don't know. Let me look it up in the bone book and see what it's for. And I happened to look up that specific ingredient in Dr. Naidu's book, and it talks about boron actually helps with arthritis. And the country that has the highest percentage of arthritis is Jamaica. And they have the least amount of boron in their soil. And Israel has the highest amount of boron in their soil, and they have the least incidence of arthritis. So that's pretty interesting. So that's why boron, in case you wanted to know, is in our Caldents. It complements the Nikan osteodense. In combination, offers a program for maintaining healthy bones. It's all about the synergy. So here we are on the facts. Nikan Caldents and Nikan osteodense offer a practical program to help support healthy bones and joints as complementary formulations. Dr. Naidu developed these two products to work together with osteodense to support a natural increase in bone density, and Caldents to provide the calcium and other minerals necessary for this process. Caldents supports the natural process of bone tissue replacement throughout every stage of life. Caldents offers impressive amounts of the mineral compounds recognized as supporting bone and joint health. Its 900 milligrams of calcium equals 90% of the USDA value. The United States Department of Agriculture reports that 3/4 of the American population do not have enough magnesium in their diets. The magnesium in Caldents is equivalent to 50% of the U.S. daily value. Magnesium aids the body in metabolizing calcium and helps bind it to tooth enamel. In addition, the levels of vitamin D, which is 225% of daily value, vitamin K, boron, folate, and chromium further support bone mineralization and mineral metabolism. On the vitamin D note, we live in Florida. I mean, some of us live in Florida. I live in Florida, let me say. And a lot of people think, oh, I'll just go outside and I'll get some vitamin D. Well, if your lymphatic system is sluggish or not working properly, you're not absorbing vitamin D from the sun. And actually, you will absorb it through your eyes. So most sunglasses have, you know, it's blocking all the ultraviolet rays, and that's actually where we get the vitamin D from. So even if you're outside, you need to take off your sunglasses for 20 minutes, not to look at the sun, but just to expose your eyes to that sunlight, because every, 2 hours, your 98% of your new blood passes behind your eyes, and that's where it's picking up the energy from the sun, and that's why the far infrared lamp, well, the Kinko light, the full spectrum light, is so important to have in your house, because a lot of times people aren't exposing their eyes to the sun, even in Florida, because of the sunglasses. So I have now gotten to the point where I do drive sometimes without my sunglasses on, just so my eyes are picking up all the nutrients of the sun. So it's amazing, only 2% of those nutrients are picked up from your skin, most of it's from your eyes. Many conventional calcium supplements are often bulky or chalky, and this is difficult for many to tolerate. Caldense is provided in convenient tablet form. And I've even been asked, why can't they make a bigger tablet so we only can take one a day? Well, there's lots of people I run into that have a hard time swallowing tablets. So it's better to have smaller, where everybody has a better chance of swallowing them than making it a big quartz pill. Then a lot of people wouldn't have an opportunity, or they'd have to crush it to take it, so it would be more inconvenient. A quick sharing tip: proper supplementation is the key to wellness. Taking steps now to ensure strong bones and teeth can make a major difference later in life. And just remembering, you know, every day our brain, our heart, and our kidneys need 150 milligrams of calcium to function every day. Our gastrointestinal tract needs 650 to 700 milligrams of calcium every day to function. So if we're not putting it in, it's still being pulled out of our bones to feed those vitally important parts of our body, which are the organs, in addition to the bones. Now, going to Joanne Stampancia's Weekend Nutritional Guide from FocusOnGrowth.com. Caldense for lifelong bone and joint health. This product is a new formulation in the skeletal system component of Kenzen Whole Body Renewal, developed by Dr. Naidu. One dose contains 900 milligrams of calcium, which is equal to 90% of the U.S. daily value. It helps metabolize calcium. The product contains magnesium and optimum levels of vitamin D and K, boron, and chromium. These ingredients work synergistically to support bone mineralization and provide a bioavailable, readily absorbable source of vital minerals necessary for strong bones. Packaged in tablet form, high in folate, supports healthy red blood cell formation, supports an increase in bone density, nutrients for muscle and nerve tissue, rich in vitamin K, which aids in bone formation. Boron influences calcium and magnesium metabolism, and also inflammation. Rich in vitamin D, an important regulator of calcium absorption. Magnesium assists in calcium absorption and helps maintain healthy teeth. Caldense is designed to complement Nikan Osteodense and is enhanced by lactoferrin gold 1.8. So that is the information that I have on the Caldense. Does anybody else have any information or experience with Caldense that you'd like to share compared to any other calciums that are on the market? And while you're thinking about that, I remember a microscopist was kind of, actually was pretty excited when he saw the type of calcium that Dr. Naidu put into the Caldense. He said the calcium carbonate and calcium citrate actually are easier for the body. It like dumps it in. It's a lot of calcium that goes in to the body, which if you're not taking the Osteodense, your body may like, oh, wait, what are you doing here? But because you're taking it with the Osteodense, it can rapidly break it down and distribute it to the necessary parts of the body. So, actually, he was quite impressed with the new formulation of the Caldense. So, does anybody have anything they want to share? I know this is a shorter one because it's actually you know, part of the bioreplenishment, but it's the necessary minerals that are broken down by the oxidants. And next week's call is going to be on the oxidants and how magical it is.
Linda, this is Donna. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I do have a question. And I guess you brought this up whenever you were talking about the vitamin D, and fortunately it's in this product you're talking about, and that how our eyes need that vitamin D, and we think we get it from the sun. I'm just wondering if you have ever heard if contact lens wearing prevents the penetration of vitamin D, which would make this product even more important, because I'm always out there with my contacts and my sunglasses on. So do you have an idea about that?
I have never thought about that. I don't. I wore contacts for years, and I don't remember ever hearing anything about them being UV protected.
Often they're tinted. Mine are, you know, and that's supposedly to cut down on the glare. But I'm just wondering if that could also prevent calcium or vitamin D.
I don't know. Well, we know the sunglasses do. Mm-hmm. That would be a good question to research. But my gut instinct is saying no. Not to worry about that part, but just take sunglasses off for 20 minutes a day, you know, when you're outside.
Good morning. This is Carmen, and I thank you so much for the call this morning. I used to work for an ophthalmologist and was a contact lens technician, and we really emphasized that wearing contacts, you should wear your sunglasses because the contacts did not prevent you from the sun, you know, absorbing the excessive UV rays. So I would say that contacts are okay, you know, as far as absorbing that.
Yeah. How perfect that you're on to answer that question. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wore contacts, well, most of my life until I had LASIK surgery, and because my eyes were they seemed to be more sensitive to the sun with the contacts, and I could hardly keep them open. And then I had LASIK surgery, which actually made me, like, doubly sensitive. But then after my eyes healed, I don't have to have sunglasses on. I'm not uncomfortable outside in the sun, which is very interesting. So, yeah, just I remember the light guy that spoke at the convention when we came out the full spectrum light. He said, just take off your sunglasses for 20 minutes a day. And I even have a gal in Texas that was needing reading glasses, and she intentionally went outside to read for 20 minutes outside in the sun. And it actually, her eyes got healthier from doing that. So there is a good thing. The sun does provide a lot of life for us.
Very cool.
And even my cats, I do supplement their food with vitamin D3 because they're indoor cats. And a lot of times you can see my cats go and lay where they're getting some sunlight. And they're like sunlight streaks in my house. That's where a cat will be laying because they need that sunlight. So I've started supplementing their food with 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D3 every other day. Split between
the two. That's too funny. I've never heard of giving a cat the D3. That's fun.
Well, they're all indoor animals, cats, dogs that, you know, aren't really going outside. They
it's kind of like the same reason we put magnet scrappings in our plants.
Or we used to, yeah.
We used to.
Yeah, the old magnets.
Because they
need
some magnets, too. They need the magnetic energy of the earth as well. And now they're getting it in the water. Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
Linda, how would you know how much vitamin D3 to give your cat?
Well, I spoke to an MD, and he said most people are D3 deprived, and he suggested for me 5,000 milligrams of D3. So that happened to be what I had on hand. So I would just open up the capsule and I'd split it between my cats and I just did it every other day.
Okay.
But you could probably do 1,000 milligrams. You could muscle test and ask. Find out.